is a great pot. Le Creuset makes these big pots. Do you use those on the Aga cooker?
I do. I was just saying, at my house in England, it's over 1,000 years old, and I hope one day you'll come and cook there with us.
Oh, I would love to see that.
We've just been redoing it, but I love these. Le Creuset is amazing.
They're fantastic. So put your rinsed beef right into the bottom of the pot, and then you're going to cook it for about 2 hours with two celery ribs that are cut up into small pieces. Some onions, two big onions that are cut into, peeled and cut into quarters. And all of this actually is in the final dish. And we need some garlic. And this really doesn't make it so garlicky as much as flavorful. It's really fantastic. So this is fantastic. Now, how do you divide your time between, you're filming where, in California?
I film all over the place, but I've been filming in California, but I go back to England as often as I can. I love it there.
Oh, you do?
Amazing. We have this huge house, and we also have a cottage and a church there. And, you know, we go back there with friends, and that's where I become a real foodie.
Yeah.
And that's also where I do a lot of painting.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I get very creative when I'm there.
And you're in Bath?
In Bath, uh-huh. Yes.
Bath to all of us.
And, yes. Well, Bath is a Roman city, as you know.
It's so beautiful.
It's amazing.
Too. Oh, so beautiful. Now, look, after 2 hours,
wow,
everything smells delicious. The beef is down in there. The onions are tender. The beef is very tender. And it's just all the, there was a little bit of fat on that beef. It's almost all kind of melted off into the broth. And now you can add the rest of your ingredients, like five large red potatoes cut in half.
Half.
To go with broth. and then carrots. And we have three carrots peeled and cut. Are you okay?
That's good. I can verify it's hot.
It's very hot. Three parsnips, if you like parsnips. These are perfect, and they're in season right now.
My favorite vegetable is parsnips.
Oh,
I love parsnips.
I love parsnips, too. And salsify. Do you like salsify? Do you grow that?
I haven't grown that. No, I should try that one.
It's very